Now, let's see. You told me about pancakes made out of cornmeal. Yeah. Now, do you have to make pancakes out of anything else?
Yeah, you can make it out of flour if you want to.
Out of white flour?
Yes, white flour. But you got to have set flour and you put baking powder in it. But the corn must be, pancakes are better than the flour.
I guess they got a better texture. Well, now, do you still call them pancakes or would you call them batter cake?
Batter cake.
You call them batter cake?
Batter cake. Batter cake and butter and sweat sure is good when I come along.
Well, now, would you ever call them anything else? Would you ever call them griddle cakes or hot cakes? Or anything? No. Batter cakes then?
Batter cake.
Okay. Well, now, if they're made out of cornmeal, you call them pancakes.
Pancakes.
And if they're made out of white flour?
What do I call them?
Batter cakes, okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
I call it a side meat.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made out of hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
I call it pressed meat.
Have you ever made any?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that good?
It is the best.
Yeah. And how do you make that?
Amen.
You got to put it on and boil it all to pieces. Take it out, take all the bones out of it. Mm-hmm. Grind it up, or either you got to work it up real fine. Then season it with whatever you want to put in it. Sage, and pepper, and other things you want like to season. And put it in a bowl or pan or something, and put a plate or pan or something, and press it down, let it all night.
And that's why it's called pressed meat, because you really press it.
Yeah.
I've never had any.
Haven't?
No, but I've heard it's been there. I've never had any.
It's really good.
Good, good. It's bad.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
See.
Okay. And how about the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
See.
Call us seeds here. Okay.
Kernel.
A kernel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed? You know, there are two kinds. One, the meat sticks to the seed, and one it...
One's plum peach, but it's clear seed.
Okay, and the plum peach is...
If one sticks to the seed.
Okay. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
I just call them string beans.
String beans, okay. And what are some beans that do have to be shelled? And what are some kinds of those?
I can use that still.
Well, how about, let's see, there's some flat beans that are about as big around as my thumb.
That's a bullet bean.
Okay, and you do have to shell those?
Yes, you've got to shell them.
Okay.
Butter beans, butter peas.
And yes. What's the difference between butter peas and butter beans?
A butter pea is a little bit small, about like that.
Uh-huh.
But you've got to shell it like you do a butter bean.
Uh-huh.
But they ain't as good as butter beans.
Oh, they're not?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
I call it top of turnip salad with beets, the same thing.
Okay.
You can eat it, but if you pick it and put it in with your pickle, you can eat it. I never eat them cooked. But you like you're going to cook beets and it's got a little tender sprigs on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you need to peel your beets, slice them up, you put your little tender things in, put them in your pickle, and it's really good.
I bet it is. You know, you sound like an awful good cook. Is she a good cook?
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody I ever worked for said I was a good cook. I just learned it myself.
Well, you really sound like you know what you're talking about. What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Roasted.
Okay.